In Ripley, West Virginia this morning, President Bush gave a 4th of July speech in which he urged Americans to go out and celebrate, to honor the U.S. military, and to defend the Pledge of Allegiance.
The American people, when we pledge our allegiance to the flag, feel renewed respect and love for all it represents. And no authority of government can ever prevent an American from pledging allegiance to this one nation under God.
At 4th of July celebrations in cities around the country, concerns about terrorist threats prompted higher security measures. Jet fighters were assigned to patrol the skies over major cities, including Washington and New York. In New York, on the ferry to the Statue of Liberty, we asked passengers why they were traveling to a potential target.
My name is Phil Fry. We're from outside of Sacramento, California. This is our first time in New York. You can't come to New York and not come to the Statue of Liberty. I can't think of a better place to be on the 4th of July.
My name is Jennifer Peralta and I'm from the Bronx. I'm currently working at the Statue of Liberty in the gift shop at the registers. And to tell you the truth, it's kind of scary because I heard it's the main point, the main target of the terrorists. So I don't know. I'm here today, but I'm hoping that it will happen.
My name is Larry Sams, and I'm from Portland, Oregon. And I chose to come to New York and the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July just to show that 9/11 is not going to stop us from doing anything we want to do. We didn't have any reservation about coming. We felt that with the security that's here and the hype that's been going on with the 4th of July warnings and stuff like that, there would probably be so much security that nobody would try anything. Probably the safest day to come.
Passengers riding the ferry to the Statue of Liberty today.